What do angels, fairies, and galactic guides have in common? They're more than folklore or fantasy. They're energetic allies walking alongside us in unseen realms. If you've ever felt a presence you couldn't explain or received a message that felt out of this world, this episode is for you. Today on Mystical Minds, we're diving into the fascinating world of non-human intelligence. Who they are? How they show up, and how you can begin to connect with them consciously. Let's take the woo and make it wonderful. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, the metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. How is everybody doing? I'm releasing this on Monday, but a bit later than I normally do. There are a lot of things that need to be done today, and here it is after 5 p.m. on the East Coast, and I'm just now being able to record. So I apologize for the delay in the podcast episode and getting it to you, but you know, sometimes everything does not go according to your schedule. I'd like to do the card of the week, and this card of the week, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode tonight or tomorrow or next week, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, right? Whenever you listen to this episode, this card is for you for this week. Okie doke. So we're using the deck Guides of the Hidden Realms. Colette Baron Reed is the author of this. So let's get the cards out and see what this week has in store for us. Because I'm telling you, we still got the spicy energy. Spicy energy is all around us. Yeah. And we're in Mercury retrograde. That started the previous Friday. Yep. Lionsgate. There we go. Lionsgate starts, I believe, July 26th. It hits its peak on 8/8. So August 8th. And can't remember when it disappears. I'm doing this all by memory, and my memory isn't as fantastic as it used to be. So it's coming up though, but it's a wonderful time to do manifestation, to really get out there and push for what you want. As you're doing this, again, keep in mind that we're going to be here during Mercury retrograde as you're going through it, and you need to be crystal clear during a Mercury retrograde. All right, so let's choose this card for the week. And we have the Sovereignty of Magic. Ooh. So this week, keep your eye out for synchronicities, for miracles, big and small, and for spiritual forces. So keep your energy sensing for messages. You know, you may ask the powers that be, whomever, might be one of the people we'll talk about today, or it could be a guide or an ascended master or somebody in your family who has passed over that you're asking a question to. After you ask the question, be on the lookout for synchronicities. That's how people we can't see, souls that we can't see, beings, communicate with us. So pay attention. What song pops into your head, right? Or a book or a TV show or a movie? Do you see numbers? You see, I when I ask the question, I usually get 11-11. That's what I see a lot of 11-11 or 444 or 333. But just keep your eye out for it. All right. So again, it's sovereignty of magic, and sovereignty is kind of like royalty. So the royalty of magic is going to be around all of us this week, and we need to pay attention to synchronicities, miracles, and spiritual forces. I've never pulled this card before in this deck, and I use this deck every week. This is going to be a hell of a week. I'm liking that. I hope you are too. And the mystical item of the week, this week it is a angel aura quartz. These are high vibrational crystals that connect with your celestial realms and cosmic guidance. Use it to anchor divine messages in higher perspective. And if you do a Google search for angel aura quartz, you shall find it. Trust me, there's plenty of it out there. Let's go on to the main topic this week, which is angels, elementals, and galactic beings. Oh my. So let's talk first about celestial guides, the angelic realm. Angels have been part of the human consciousness for millennia. That seems like forever, right? Across religions, belief systems, and spiritual traditions. These beings of light are often messengers and protectors, offering support without the need for rituals or elaborate calls. But their presence becomes stronger when we consciously connect. Archangels, like Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, each have a distinct energy, responsibilities, and auras. Your guardian angels, often with you since birth, nudging you toward your soul path. I think my guardian angels have been shoving me towards mine. They're like, girl, you're 58. Are you there yet? We also have helper angels. These are angels who arrive temporarily when you need support, whether in a relationship, creativity, maybe health, or protection. So, how do they communicate with us? We have angel numbers 111, 444, 777, 888, 999, 1111. There's feathers, there's different scents, sudden warmth or pressure. I get a lot of times in one of my ears, there is an intense pressure and then a very loud and high pitch sound. That's how I know that somebody angelic is around me at that point in time. So there are practical ways to connect, and the easiest one is you just reach out and ask. Just talk to them directly. Because I'm telling you, whomever you're reaching out to, and if you don't know an angel's name, if you say, any angels who are around me, can you help me with this? Can you protect me from this? Can you give me a sign for this? You don't have to use names. Okay. All you have to do is ask. I suggest keeping a journal of angel signs or synchronicities because you think you're going to remember them all, but I'm telling you right now, you're not. It just doesn't happen. You can use tools like selenite, which I love, angelite, which I also love, or oracle decks to open communication between yourself and the angels. So here is a reflection prompt for you to use. Have you ever felt like something saved you or received a perfectly timed message that calmed your heart? That could have been your angelic team. I'll repeat it. Have you ever felt like something saved you or received a perfectly timed message that calmed your heart? That could have been your angelic team. So let's move forward to some of my favorites. Nature's spirit allies, the elementals. Oh, I love elementals. Elementals are the guardians and the intelligence of the natural world. They exist within the elements. Air, water, fire, earth, and their energy is wild, primal, and often pretty mischievous. Unlike angels, elementals are closely tied to nature's rhythms and don't always follow human logic. I mean, not at all. So we have gnomes, right? They represent earth. We have the sylphs. I never say that right. Excuse me. S yeah, Sylphs. I'll just spell it. They represent the air. I always call these guys the undies. That might be what how it's actually said, but they represent water. And then you have the salamanders, which are fire. These are our core elemental beings. Now, of course, we have the fae, right? The fae and the fairies. They are nature's spirits. They're pretty ancient, and there's a lot more different types than what pulp culture suggests. Their role in maintaining balance in the nature and amplifying energy in sacred spaces. And there's some called the brownies. These guys are very mischievous. I've had many dealings with brownies, and they tend to hide things from you. If you're looking for something specific and you know you could have sworn you put it at X, they have moved it to Z or all the way back to A. They're mischievous little creatures for sure. But how do they interact besides doing stuff like that? Any type of elemental, you could feel a sudden shift in your energy. Maybe you're in a forest, maybe you're outside someplace, a garden center. Maybe you're near a nice water spring of water, or the ocean, or you're up in the mountains, you know, someplace that has nature. You can lose items mysteriously, and they mysteriously return too. You're like, I know, I just looked there, and there they're back. They drive me nuts. Plants growing better in one spot are reacting to offerings. So what am I talking about with offerings? Elementals love offerings, okay? And that's how you work with them respectively. You can leave offerings like a little bit of honey, some shiny coins, maybe a crystal, and speak kindly in their spaces. And in their spaces is anywhere where you have plants or nature or trees or grass or water, all right? Or where the air blows. If you have one of those wind chimes, there we go. That's what I'm thinking of. Wind chimes, they're there too, okay? You want to avoid over-harvesting or disrupting natural areas. So say you want to put in a garden and you tear everything up. They're not too happy with that. And they can be very mischievous afterwards. Okay. It's always nice to create maybe a mini altar in your garden or inside your home to honor the energy. I always liked putting a little angel statue outside. And then what do they call? They're called witch's balls, which is kind of like a crystal ball on a stand type of thing. I always like to have a bird bath with some water in it, and I like to put their little gifts in the bird bath. They love that kind of stuff. And a wonderful energy practice to have with elementals is to walk barefoot in a quiet space. You want to breathe deeply and notice, does the energy feel playful? Is it kind of wary? Is it inviting? That's how you begin to tune into them. And I had a course a long time ago about elementals. God, I forgot all about that. I should bring it back. I should bring it back. It was a wonderful course. But besides them, we're also going to move forward to the star family, the galactic beings and cosmic wisdom. So galactic beings exist beyond our earthly realm and often reach us through dreams, meditations, or spontaneous downloads of information. Some believe that these are ancient ancestors or future versions of humanity offering guidance across dimensions. We talked about ancient ancestors. Well, this is with our lineage. Was it last week? The week before? We also talked about galactic beings either last month or the month before that. So either June or May. I don't remember off the top of my head. With the other episode, when I talk about these in length, the different star systems, the different star families you may belong to could be, never say this right, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, and doggone it, Andromedians. I probably said all those wrong, and I apologize to all star families. You got to give me something easier. Common themes when it comes to these star families and our contact are like there's healing, there's technology, there's spiritual evolution, there's unity, there's consciousness. And of course, there's star seeds, which are souls incarnated on Earth who have origins in one of these systems. Okay. Signs you could be connected with one of these. You're feeling homesick for somewhere else, despite being grounded here on Earth. You're drawn to astronomy, sacred geometry, or advanced metaphysical ideas from a young age. You may receive light codes, blueprints, or downloads in dreams or altered states. So, how do you open a dialogue with these beings? You can meditate with labradorite, moldavite, or celestite. I have some of each, and out of the three, moldavite really does well for me when it comes to connecting to them. You could use binaural beats or light language activations to shift your frequency. And you can find these on YouTube. They're all over the place. Ask before you go to sleep to meet a galactic guide in your dream space. They'll show up. Okay. But there's an important reminder. Always use discernment when speaking with one of these beings. Not every message that comes to you is from a benevolent source. They're not always in your best interest, okay? Ground yourself and, of course, set clear energetic protections. You can use this affirmation. I call in only light-aligned beings who work with my highest good and sacred truth. I'll say it again. I call in only light-aligned beings who work with my highest good and sacred truth. Okay, so moving forward, making contact. So these are practical tools for spirit communication. So whether you're drawn to angels, elementals, galactic beings, developing a grounded spiritual practice is key to safe and empowering contact. Intuition is the gateway, but discipline and protection are the door frames. All right? So, some core practices to begin or deepen your connection with these beings. Meditation. When you go into meditation, make sure you set clear intentions. You can use a guided journey or ambient frequencies to attune to specific realms. Again, you can find plenty of those on YouTube. You can journal. You can record messages, symbols, dreams, look for patterns over time. Crystals again, selenite for angelic connection, and I wear my little selenite just about every day. You also have moss agate or green aventurine for elemental support, labradorite, moldavite, or blue kyanite for cosmic attunement. You can also have protection rituals. Use grounding stones like, I'm going to say it wrong again, black tourmaline. I know that's wrong, tourmaline, and hematite. Protective visualization, think of yourself in the middle of a golden sphere, and call in your higher self before you connect. Some journaling prompts. What non-human energy have I felt drawn to recently, and why? If I could ask a question of a being from another realm, what would it be? It's a good question, isn't it? What would you ask them? So you don't have to see these beings. You don't see them with your eyes. You don't have to see them with your third eye. You can feel them, okay? With intention and respect and curiosity, the right energies will make themselves known when the time is right. And I've also given you some soul work for the week. This is multidimensional alignment, and it's for the next 7 days. So day one is an angelic invitation ritual. Day two, elemental connection walk. Day three, galactic lineage meditation. Day four, light plus shadow check-in. Day five, cosmic or elemental dream work. Day six, symbol watch and synchronicity tracker. And day seven, integration and gratitude offering. Okay. And the point of my podcast has always been, even when I did Ask Allie, I'm trying to get you to have aha moments. Okay. I don't go in deep to these subjects, not on the podcast, because I want you to listen a little bit about it and get sparked by it, sparked by something I said, sparked by an idea that I shared with you, something of that nature. And then you go and you dive in and you find more information on your own. because I have found that me going on and on about deeper about one of these subjects, about any subject, isn't going to get you to want to look at it further. Okay. This is the same thing I found out when it came to soul connections and soulmates and twin flames. You can see the idea, you can put the idea out there, but unless the drive, the spark, the light comes from within you, no matter what I say, it's not going to go ding, ding, ding for you. You have to find it yourself in information. I'm here to give you the aha moments. I'm here for the spark. And then you deep dive. Okay? So we're here. This is a wrap for Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, as I just mentioned. Maybe a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for the episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join me in the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection on your soul path. And until next time, guys, stay grounded, stay curious, and please remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.